Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Priyank Shukla, staff product manager for the Synopsys high-speed SerDes IP portfolio. He has broad experience in analog mixed signal design with strong focus on high-performance compute, mobile, and automotive SoCs, and he has a U.S. patent on low-power RTC design. Welcome to the podcast, Priyank.
Thank you so much, Daniel. It's great to be part of this podcast. I'm really excited.
So the first question I would like to ask is, how did you originally come to the semiconductor industry, and what brought you to Synopsys?
Very interesting question. So the curiosity of young me led me to explore many technologies. I was especially fascinated by the impact of computers, communication technologies, aircrafts, and space exploration. As I grew older, I was introduced to the underlying technology that makes all these technologies possible, though technology. And I discovered the common thread of all these was semiconductor. And this realization gave me an interest into further exploring the possibility. And when I went into my university in India back in 2003, the analog IP ecosystem or the startup ecosystem was gaining a lot of traction. So I majored into analog IP, and that got me interested. The ever-evolving semiconductor industry has constantly provided new and exciting challenges, and I'm ever thrilled and excited to be part of it.
And what brought you to Synopsys? How long have you been there?
I have been with Synopsys for 5 years, but all my career has been around IPs. So I started designing analog IPs and the SerDes IPs, and then I moved into application and then product management. So my whole career is through IPs and 5 years in Synopsys.
Well, the IP industry has been booming. It's one of the hottest topics on SemiWiki. It always has been. So I think you're in the right place. Can you give us the big picture for high-speed SerDes, mainly Ethernet? I mean, why should people be interested in this podcast?
Definitely. So I can think of two reasons why should people be interested in Ethernet. First would be Ethernet is arguably the most widely used networking technology. Ethernet essentially provides layer one and layer two solution. These are related with the Open System Interconnect OSI 7-layer communication protocol. So it provides you physical layer and some control logic so that you can establish link between two devices. So at abstract level, it might sound boring to you that it's just a protocol. But if you see the implementation, it's used in variety of application, Ethernet. So in 2023, I can categorize Ethernet into two buckets. One would be low speed, which will involve applications such as industrial automation and consumer electronics and automotive. And then high speed Ethernet would be the one that enables the 5G networks and also the data centers. So when we talk about data centers, it's essentially a big network of computing resources. So you have a large number of processors, AI accelerators, GPUs connected over a networking topology to make a data center or high performance compute cluster. So Ethernet is the network protocol of choice of those data centers. And today, a lot of our experience, our life experience is related with the outcome of those data centers. Whenever you start an app, you're actually interacting with those data center. So Ethernet is actually propelling what's possible next for those data center. So that's number one reason that this is something which you experience day to day, and Ethernet future decides what we can experience going forward. And second is related with power. So to set this in context, the total power consumption of the world, if you see, is about 20,000 terawatt hours. And for the context, the number one consumer is China, about 6,000 terawatt hours. And today the data centers worldwide, there are around 8.5K data centers, and they consume 200 terawatt hours, which is about 1 to 2%. But the interesting thing now is this number is projected to grow exponentially for the next 10 years. So the contribution of data center today is between 1 and 2%, But if we don't design this next generation Ethernet technologies in a power efficient way, this data center will end up consuming 15% of total generated power by 2030, just in 7 years, because this is an exponential growth. One thing we all got used to with this COVID pandemic, that things, when they go exponential, we find it difficult to comprehend. So similarly, now the good thing is people are making sense of it, that if we don't control power in this data centers, we will find it very difficult to meet those energy demands. So that's why high-speed Ethernet is important, because if you don't control the power consumption of this technology, we will have challenges with respect to providing power for all these data centers down the line. So that's why I believe it should be interest of everyone.
I agree. Low power is a huge trending topic on SemiWiki. There's so much discussion about it, and it for the exact reasons you just explained. So let's talk about the next generation, specifically 112G Ethernet. Where do you see the adoption rate in the industry, and what are people using this for?
It's a great question. So let me just first set it through. 112 gig Ethernet is essentially per lane data rate for the SerDes. And multiple lanes of the SerDes create the frame rate for Ethernet. So four lane of 112 gig Ethernet will give you a 400 gig Ethernet. Eight lanes of 112 gig Ethernet will give you 800 gig Ethernet. So when we talk about Ethernet frame rates, specifically 400 gig and 800 gig, they are becoming increasingly important in the HPC data center, as I was talking about. So you might have heard about this Frontier supercomputer, which topped the list of world's fastest supercomputer last year. So that offered 1.1 exaflop RMAX, and that used only 100 gig Ethernet. So with the next generation of 400 gig Ethernet, we are enabling multi-exascale processing. So in HPC data centers and clusters, all these hyperscalers, which are essentially creating multiple supercomputers. So today, Amazon, Alibaba, ByteDance, and AWS all have HPC clusters which compete with all the supercomputer. And this high-speed Ethernets are enabling those network. So the Frontier supercomputer I was talking about had 145 kilometer of fabric, interconnect fabric, which was driven by Ethernet, and some supercomputers use another networking technology such as InfiniBand, but essentially Ethernet is the primary interface in this kind of cluster. So we are seeing adoption of 400 and 800 gig Ethernet by hyperscalers to provide clusters for machine learning, and also to design power optimized HPC data centers. To give you an example, today, when you interact with the data center, you or your app through a mobile phone just sends one query. So it's just a ping that goes through a data center. But that ping gets processed into multiple processors. To give you an example, if you are shopping something from Amazon, you just search for a product. But when you enter that product, the web page that is shown to you is a representation of a lot of micro feeds, which are provided by processors, which could be sitting like 20 kilometer to 80 kilometer apart. So Ethernet is the backbone or the pipe that carries the data from all those servers and then gives to your app through your app, and you interface with those. So if you have those pipes fattened with 400 gig or 800 gig Ethernet, we could do a lot of rich content which can be processed. And second, we can do a lot of server to server communication. And faster accelerator to accelerator or server to server communication enables bigger machine learning models. So high speed Ethernet will also enable machine learning models, which could give you more apt inference of your queries. So our adoption is through HPC data centers and also 5G, because we are seeing a lot of machine learning model deployed at the edge of 5G. So there, all this 400 gig and 800 gig Ethernet allows rich content at very low latency. So to give you a short answer, we are seeing HPC, high performance compute or data center, as the primary user of 400 gig and 800 gig Ethernet.
Right, right. So based on your professional interactions, what are customers looking for in a 112G SerDes?
So our customers are the companies which are designing components for this high-performance compute fabric. So this fabric gets made with the processors, accelerators, network interface card, data processing unit, and the switches. So all these companies need high-performance IPs that can be integrated in very short time in their SoC. So the turnaround time of these projects is extremely short. So the first priority is the first pass success. So they're looking for a performance which is predictable and it works in first pass. Second is power. We talked at length about the power. So power efficiency of the SerDes is calculated in terms of picojoule per bit. And once you add multiple of these SerDes in a data center, that picojoule becomes megajoules, right? Or megawatts. So if we save 15% of power in our SerDes, total power of data center gets saved by megawatts. So all these customers which cater to high performance compute are obsessed with low power. So that's their number two priority, I would say. After silicon proof, second would be power. And then third would be area. Most area of the SerDes, because most of this system on chip gets fabricated into advanced CMOS process nodes. And the wafer cost of this CMOS process technologies are really, really high. So the lower the area, the production cost of this solutions will be lower. So area is the third concern. And finally, latency. Latency we have found is to be very critical with the next generation Ethernet. Typically, Ethernet and latency are not talked at the same length. So if the customer use case is focused on latency, they use different kind of networking technologies such as CXL or PCIe. But with next generation of Ethernet, we are seeing customers focused on latency because this gives them ability to scale using Ethernet. So that's a new performance parameter for Ethernet IPs which have come. So that would be four concern of this customer. And finally, because all the high-speed Ethernet use this 112 gig, which are using a PAM4 modulation technology. PAM is pulse amplitude modulation, 4 level. So here the voltage level between two voltage levels is one third of supply. So it's very low voltage. So the way you design your package, the real package which encompasses the die is really critical now. So these customers are looking for examples how those packages can be designed. So this would be the five things these customers are really, really concerned about to meet their challenging project timelines.
Interesting. Are you seeing 400 gig and 800 gig designs today?
Absolutely. The first generation 400 gig products are actually hitting the market now. So IEEE has published the 400 gig standard that leverages 112 gig SerDes. And IEEE has also started drafting 800 gig standard with 8 lanes of 112 gig PHY. Very early adopters of 800 gig have used the specification for Ethernet Technology Consortium, ETC, and they have started shipping the samples with 800 gig Ethernet. So within a rack of high-performance compute, the network interface card converts PCIe packets to Ethernet frame. And the top-of-the-line network interface card today generally have 400 gig Ethernet. You can actually buy those. So as a rule of thumb, top rate PCIe. So today the deployments of PCIe is Gen 5. So 16 lane of PCIe Gen 5 matches with the Ethernet data rate. So today with PCIe Gen 5 hitting the market, with PCIe Gen 6 16 lanes, we are starting to see design samples shipping with 800 gig Ethernet. And from optical side, because optical communication is an integral part of Ethernet, we have CWDM coarse wavelength division multiplexing module, which can support 800 gig. So this ecosystem is coming together for 800 gig as we speak.
So what about 1.6 terabyte Ethernet designs?
These are really, really early days. So IEEE has started this task force 802.3DJ, And that is focusing on drafting 1.6 terabit Ethernet, leveraging 224 gig SerDes. And OIF also has started a lot of working groups to focus on different reaches of this 224 gig SerDes. So the expectation is the standard will be in a preliminary format by end of next year. We are starting to see some A0 silicon tapeouts being planned by end of this year using 224 gig Ethernet and Ethernet PHY with 1.6 terabit Ethernet overall throughput. And we at Synopsys have actually given a demo at ECOC last year where we have shown a Keysight AWG transmitting 224 gig and our receiver receiving 224 gig. Because the critical part of this technology is the receiver design. So we wanted to give a proof point, silicon proof point to the industry that PAM4 data rate with 224 gig is feasible. And that's the demonstration we have given. So we are enabling this ecosystem by providing early silicon interoperability results to the early adopters. And from Mac and PCS, so this is the layer two part, which I referenced in the beginning of our conversation. So PHY or the silicon is the layer one. So that bit we have demonstrated. And for layer two, there's a lot of discussion, which we are leading with our early customers on how to implement this 1.6 terabit Ethernet, whether it should be segmented FEC or it should be end-to-end FEC. Should it have soft detect FEC or should it have hard detect FEC? So we are leading all these conversations and we are also contributing to the standards. So very early days, A0 silicon tapers by end of this year and standards are expected in next year. That would be my takeaway for 1.6 terabit Ethernet.
That's amazing. Where do you see the path to 224 gig Ethernet?
So the most cutting edge high speed SerDes is used in silicon switch, which is the top of the rack switch. And if the corporate announcements are to be taken, the information which is available in public domain. So Broadcom has announced their 50 terabit switch with 100 gig SerDes last year. So the expectation is there would be a switch by end of next year, which will have 224 gig SerDes. And once you have switch with that kind of SerDes, you need optical module. And the standard for optical module are getting in place. And also the optic component with 200 gig Lambda, we have seen a lot of promising results. So next would be optical module. First would be switch, second would be optical module, and third would be accelerator. We are actually seeing the first adopters of 224 gig as a AI accelerator. So these are not applications where you need a full-fledged protocol. So these implementers don't wait for a standard body to define the full protocol because they're only interested in high-speed links between two of similar chips like AI accelerator, one accelerator to another accelerator. So these are going to be the first adopter. And finally, SSDs. This is very interesting. The solid state drives with this NVMe over fabric kind of networking technology, because the flash is seeing a lot of development with respect to dense integration of TWC or different kinds of memory technology, they want a pipeline which can grow faster. And 224 gig Ethernet is seen as a path for them, this SSD vendors, to provide a path for those emerging flash capacities. So to begin with, switch, optical module, AI accelerator, and the SSD. So that would be my take.
Great discussion. Thank you very much, Priyank. It's a pleasure to meet you, and I hope to have you back again soon.
Thank you so much. It was great talking with you, Daniel. Hope to talk with you soon. Bye.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.